Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with DP and Jay. Did you guys watch some NFL football last night?
Iconic intro.
I know. It's been here for years.
Iconic intro. One of the top 10 iconic intros. Yeah. Where you just hear the beginning of the song and you go, yep, I'm in.
It's been the Friday song for years on the station.
I'm in. I dig that.
Steely Dan?
It would have been nice for the NFL to give the Raiders a varsity team to play against. And granted, those weren't the dudes. Those dudes would be selling cars and packing groceries in a month or so.
There were some guys out there that were decent.
27-11 Raiders.
Jaguars' defense is going to be pretty decent.
Jaguars' defense?
Their
defense was actually decent last year, so they got some. They got some guys that can make plays and
greatest free agent spending spree in the history of the league.
Yeah, well,
and Christian, Christian Kirk is their bell cow.
The funniest thing is
for that.
Don't hate on Christian Kirk being
not on Christian Kirk. His agent just won the agent of the year.
Yeah, his agent's the man.
Whatever, if they have one. Christian Kirk was standing next to Trevor Lawrence. It was funny because Trevor Lawrence was talking, you know, maybe to somebody that was in close proximity. Christian Kirk was looking up like a kid to his dad. Like Christian Kirk is 5'10". He was on one of those QB1, you know, kind of documentary shows and one of them. So hey, you know, if somebody's gonna pay, go take it. It's I actually had played in the Hall of Fame game when I was in Houston.
You did?
Yeah.
What year? What year was this?
2002-03, whenever the first year of the Texans and. It's a little different because
– You played the Jags, right?
We played the Giants. And, you know, when you're out there, it's you go and then, you know, you got to – it's an extra preseason game.
Yeah.
But you start earlier. Yeah. We started training camp earlier. Training camp already was extremely hard, you know, back then anyways. And then you got to go out there to a game, you know, that – I wouldn't say it's a worthless game, but
– Exhibition.
The guys that – are going to play, don't play. So, but it's a good experience to go and stuff like that. But for these guys, these young guys, it's really, really important.
Simple, did you know that Jay Foreman sacked Tom Brady?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sack time on Tom Brady.
So I was researching Jay Foreman performances, and I don't know if it's the same game, but you know, you had 16 tackles against the Patriots one time.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah, from them, but it actually was 28.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Yeah, it said in the box where you led the way 16. 16.
Yeah.
And you had a fumble recovery for 30-some yards, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Got caught, though.
Yeah, I did. What happened?
Well, Patrick Pass is a 4-3 guy, so that's fine. I'd already played 80 plays.
That was
fine. You know, really, my dad was at that game. So
there you go.
I you know, had 20-some tackles. I mean, me and Jamie Sherr, we were – ball in that game. And because Tom Jackson had talked about it, these two dudes have been putting together 2 months of good, you know, we were 1-2 in the league in tackling. I played 80 some plays because we couldn't get past the 50 with our offense. And I got it and I'm thinking, all right, let's go. Then, as I'm running, I'm should I try to cut back or spin move? But I'm we're at the
spin move.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, really, this is all the stuff going. I knew Patrick Pask was going to catch me. If I in a foot race. Because if he can't catch me as an NFL running back, he needs to be cut, you know. Well, we get in the car, we go home, or driving home. And so that's all my dad talked about.
Where did you get
you
caught?
I think I returned it to like the 9 or 10 yard line.
No kidding, you almost got in.
Well, I mean,
one swerve might have got him.
Well, I'd like to say Kylie Wong should have probably had a better block.
How about that?
His attempt at leading the roadway to getting there was futile at best. Oh. My dad said I should have stopped, spin moved, and then you would have made it. But again, we got the ball at the 9 yard line and proceeded to kick a field goal from like the 30.
Oh.
Offsides, illegal procedure.
Who was your QB?
David Carr.
David Carr.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, it's not that.
Was Andre there?
He wasn't jumping offsides. It was the offensive line.
You had Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Though.
We couldn't get the ball to him because we couldn't snap the ball. We couldn't get a play ran. And then we did run a check down on like 3rd and 26, though. Though that was that was our staple of the Chris Palmer offense.
So you're researching Jay's career?
Well, I want to see the sacks, and I saw the I typed in Jay Foreman versus the Patriots, and I saw the 16. Mm-hmm. Well, it said 16. You had more than that, but it said 16 solo tackles. I'm like, damn.
And
a fumble recovery.
Are you saying they didn't credit you with some tackles?
Well, I mean, there's ones. I mean, they're just up there just watching the game. They don't really know. I mean, that's it. I mean, but then – but see, on the flip side, there's guys like Ray Lewis. If he's within the proximity of the – so if Jake is on the team, Jake makes the tackle – DP's Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis gets the tackle.
Yeah,
If I fall on top of
if Ray Lewis tags Jake, it's like the hockey assist. Ray Lewis gets the solo tackle. Jake gets the assisted tackle, but Jake actually had the solo tackle. So
Sipple would get credit. Jake would get the assist.
Right. Yeah. Those are just kind of
I remember back at that point, you were one of 30. Father-son combinations. I think now the number's up to 40.
There's a lot more now.
But there are only like 42 father-son combinations.
That's not a lot.
That's really not a lot. So when you talk about, accomplishments and that sort of stuff, like I like to pick a J, but quite frankly, it's all incredible.
It's incredible
stuff,
Yeah, we were it was funny because Dom used to be like, oh, before the season, the Super Bowl was in Houston. I think that was when the Patriots played the Panthers.
Oh, that was a good Super Bowl.
And so he was like, at the point of the season, like, hey, Dom's like, hey, we could see these guys in the playoffs. I'm like, dude.
No.
I was like, our offense is the worst in NFL history. You and Charlie Castle need to figure out something. But we played and went into overtime, and then he just stuck the dagger in the heart. We got the ball. We stopped him, got the ball. Futile offense, and once you give him Tom Brady a like one opening, he gonna cut your heart out.
Man, I like the respect. I like the respect.
Dang. Yeah, who was the better sack, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady for you?
Who's the better sack?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Which one was
probably Peyton Manning was a little bit better because it was like a pass rush move, beat a running back.
Did you?
Crap, like, because Peyton was he get rid of the ball so quick, so it's hard to get. You have to really, really be honed in on their scheme, and doing a really good job at the line of scrimmage, and taking away his first initial read. So when you get there, and I'm like, this running back ain't gonna block me. But usually by the time you kind of get past him, like in your counter move, you're in run and chase mode because you're trying to. Tackle Marvin Harrison or whoever else they had. Well, we did a good job on the back end, got rid of the little running back and Peyton. Boom. But Peyton's hard to tackle.
And Marino were like Peyton's one hard, or two with getting it out of their hands.
Quick.
But Peyton is – here's what people never – Peyton's faster than people give him credit for. He's a way better athlete than people
really? –
But he don't look like it because he just looks – weird, right?
Because
he got that long neck and all that. Now he's fat and he's tall.
He got big old head too.
Yeah, he got a melon head. It's like a little neck and big old head. But he had these big old pads. Mm-hmm. And what Peyton never wanted to do was take a sack, so his offensive line would have good stats. Mm-hmm. So as he, and he could get it away, and he's always smart where he know he could get it to the line of scrimmage at somebody's feet. So as you get him, you have to corral his right arm. But that's hard because he's stronger. I mean, he's a
But he would yell at you if you went after his arm, though.
Well, really? Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you like, hit him too hard, he didn't like
Well, if you went to his arm, like Peyton, I actually saw him against Carolina, and it was the same kind of deal where they went after his arm. Kevin Green went after his arm. And I heard him yell at Kevin, like, look, man, hit me in the back, but don't hit my arm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like it was. Like
I was dragging him down.
Yeah.
Like getting him to me and then getting him so he would go down. Because once you got his arm, he just fell like a pillow. But up until then, it was hard. Now, another guy that's hard to tackle or that was like a tree stump was Ben Roethlisberger. I stroked him one time in preseason. And back then, he was faster. You know, when he first got in the league?
He could move a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he could move he more than a little bit.
Yeah, because he's bigger than you.
Oh, yeah. He's a legit 6'5", 6'4". Yeah.
And they thought when he was a quarterback in college, they thought about turning him into a tight end.
Like, how much does he weigh, like 250?
Yeah, back then, he was like 240. I mean, I stroked him pretty good. And, I mean, he got up. But the dude that I hit the hardest, though, it was probably my best hit ever. And it is the best.
Probably a dolphin.
Look at the grin on his
face. Probably a dolphin.
But the best thing was because when I watched the tape, you know, because it's like you go from, like, the all-22. So, the quarterback is Byron Leftwich, threw it. So, as the camera pans, you kind of still see – you know, the lineman is. So I came down and I hit. This is when you could hit him like quarterback. When he throws it, you could. There ain't no
rules.
Get out of the way. I mean, I hit him. I tried to kill him.
Whoa. Yeah,
I mean, because I came on a delayed blitz and they blocked the running back, blocked the outside linebacker. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Free pass. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I was like, it's. And he didn't. I mean, he stepped right in it and my helmet went right underneath his chin. I mean, it was. Wow.
He got the pass
off. He's a big dude,
right?
Though.
Oh, yeah.
Leftwich was big.
Did he get up?
Well, hit him, and I was so hyped, so I kind of looked back, and he was down. Then you chase the ball. The best thing is, like, when we watched tape, he was, like, laid out like a crime scene. But let me tell you something. Homeboy got up, though, that in the next play, and he finished.
Tough dudes.
Yeah. But, oh, my.
Tough dudes.
But he got the pass off, though, right?
Yeah.
Was it complete?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I just was like, I don't think so. But I
didn't care.
Got him. I got you, brother.
I was more mad that he wasn't out of the game. I wanted to knock him out the game.
You didn't have anything personal against Leftwich, though.
No, but those are just. Yeah. I mean, I hit him with everything I had.
Man.
I mean, it was perfect up through the, you know, like last little second pop. And literally bear hugged him and drove my face right into it. Mm-hmm. Like, then you kind of like get on him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I mean, it was, I was like, oh yeah, there's no way he's getting up. Then to the next play, I came back and I was like, this dude's still in the game.
He's still here.
I was like, damn.
And he looked at you funny.
Right.
Like, he looked at you funny. Like, I took your best shot, bro.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Took your best shot.
He's like, yeah, I'm still here.
You thought you had me, didn't you?
You didn't get me down, Jay.
Yeah.
You didn't get me down.
Yeah, he was a big dude,
that was
though.
A cute
I know
hit.
He was.
And he was like a gangly type of runner where he would run and then he would like show the ball and then, you know, because he's, I mean, you got to think in our division, our quarterbacks were Steve McNair, Peyton,
dang.
Byron.
Ooh. Jeez.
That's tough.
And Byron was legit.
That's
you know,
good.
He
that's
just,
good.
You know, he just never got the respect he deserved.
Well, that's why he'll be a head coach.
He never got received.
Yeah, so where is he's calling plays? Yeah,
he's calling plays.
He's offensive coordinator for the Bucks.
Tampa Bay.
He'll be a head coach in the NFL.
He turned around their Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
It really saved them. Arians let him start calling the plays when they were struggling a little bit.
Saved them. He literally saved them. And somebody will be smart and get him.
He's a D.C. kid.
Yep, H.D. Woodson High School.
I wish I would have watched that. So you guys did watch the game last night?
I did.
Absolutely.
Amir Abdullah scored.
Yeah, you got to shout out the Husker for having the first score of the season.
Yeah, Amir Abdullah scored.
He was returning punts too, wasn't he?
Yeah, returning kicks. Returner.
Looks good. Looks
leaner.
Slim, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't even think it was him. I was like, because when he was in Minnesota and Detroit, it seemed, you know, that was probably when, you know, they were trying to see if he could be an every down back, so he was a little bit bigger. He looks real slim now. I didn't even think it was him because his body has changed. But, you know, look, it's not even about him scoring because he had, what, 2 carries for like 7 yards or whatever.
That's what it was, yeah.
But the most important thing is he averaged 11 yards a catch offense.
He looks quicker.
Right.
And faster
right.
at the same time. Because when they got him on the edge.
Yeah, he left some guys.
He
outran some angles.
Some
which
space.
Is,
so, it, yeah, it was a little
good.
Impressive.
But the two catches for 20-some yards is huge in this type of offense mm-hmm. that the Raiders are going to try to implement. Because guys like Abdullah Amir, if they can find a niche, you can add 2 or 3 years to your career by playing for – a coach like that, because you've already seen the playbook. James White, Rex Burkhead, mm-hmm. Even Danny Woodhead when he went there. You mm-hmm. know, you got to play all four, you know, yep. core special teams, which Amir has shown he's due. Mm-hmm. But then you can be effective out of the backfield, I think, is really good for him.
Well, and
he
did it on a high showcase where even if it doesn't work for the Raiders or they can't get him to work, somebody saw him last year.
Yeah, because, they got Kenyon Drake. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy – battle for him, but when you're in the preseason and I've been in those situations, especially as a younger player, these games are more important than anything, because you're putting on, that's just your resume tape to get picked up somewhere.
You got a nice bit of tape last night. Look, they'll use him in the season.
So you think he'll make the squad?
Oh, I think he makes that team.
I think he makes the team. Yeah, but to say, like, if sometimes if you have a rash of injuries at receiver, and especially being a veteran player where he's locked into a certain minimum, you know, they might not pick him up until after like the first week, so his contract isn't guaranteed. But he'll fit in somewhere.
And that's the business side of it. I'm on my phone. I was told 52 is the number of father son duos.
52
in the history of the league. There's only 52.
And the Mannings have what, two?
Well, they count them all as one.
Yeah.
Do they count that all as one?
They definitely count that all as one. They definitely have to be the first family of football, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's what they say. Who else would it be, DP?
They dictated
Belichick.
The draft. No. Belichick, and if he doesn't get a Super Bowl.
With his dad.
Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
No. Well, here's why I say that the Mannings are, is that they pretty much can say, tell a team that.
Matthews?
You're not going to draft me.
The Matthews boys?
Yeah, I don't think anybody. I think
Clay and Bruce. I mean, there's a bunch of Matthews.
Yeah, there's
a bunch of Matthews.
On the field, I'm talking about. To regulate the league.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Mannings are tough to top there.
Yeah, impact on America.
I mean, you don't think that Peyton Manning had a little bit to say about the quarterbacks and how much you can't hit them anymore?
Probably.
True. Right? True. All that stuff? That's what I mean by the first family.
So the NFL's, they did a father-son thing for Father's Day. They had Archie Peyton and Eli as number one. They had Casey, Bruce, Clay Jr. and Casey as number two. I knew I was in the right space. Bill Belichick and Stephen Belichick as three, just for what for what they put in the game. Chris, Howie, Kyle Long at four.
Okay.
Ronnie Lott and Ryan Neese right as five. Walter and Jarrett Payne is at five. Mosi and Lofa Tatupu.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, let's go take it back. The Edmonds family, Farrell, Trey, Terrell, and Tremaine Edmonds, four.
That's recent.
Yeah, that's recent.
Yeah, two brothers, first-round picks.
Sean and Ed Hockley, you got to have the referees.
The referees
right?
got to
have
right.
the referees
that, that
get
that
up
shouldn't
in
be
there.
In there.
The pipe show.
They put Bruce, Jake, and Kevin Matthews together as well. And then Craig and Cameron Hayward roll out.
They should be higher.
Roll out. They have in the top 10. Yeah. Oliver and Andrew Luck are in the play. Tony and Anthony Dorsett. Don Matt and Tim Hasselbeck. Gene and Geno Atkins.
Oh, Geno's a stud.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don, David, and Mike Shula. Jake Sorensen didn't pull that
Shula's
one out
baby.
Of that.
Let's go.
Let's see, who else? Bobby and Marlon Humphrey. Nicely done.
Do you know where Mike Shula played college football?
Alabama.
Oh, well,
he coached
good answer,
Alabama.
Jake.
He coached
Jake.
Alabama, too.
Jake.
I know Mike Shula was the head coach
there,
too.
That's supposed to be
Jake,
your boy.
Jake, that's a phenomenal answer.
Thank you.
And that was quick by
Simple. Look at Simple.
Listen,
Simple's
I knew he was the head
chest,
coach.
Simple's chest just expanded.
Puffed out.
Right, like
he knew that quick. He knew that
I would have had that in a few more seconds.
Would you have? Would you have?
Yeah, no. Well, I knew he coached there. Mike Shula was the head coach at Alabama.
Yeah, but I mean.
For a short span.
Jake, here's the question.
My assumption might have played there,
question for you. Here's the question for you. Give me the top three Miami Dolphins quarterbacks of all time.
Dan Marino, Bob Greasy.
And?
Jay Fiedler.
Come on.
Don Strock.
Come on.
Jay Fiedler.
Come on.
Do you go to Woodley? Woodley?
This is your squad.
That's a good question.
Right?
Well, it's there's two that are obvious, and after that, it's not very obvious. That's how, like, we were spoiled with Marino.
Ray Lucas?
No. Would it be Don Strong?
It might be Chad Henne.
It can't be Ryan Tannehill.
It could be David Archer because he and Woodley. Woodley and Archer got you to the Super Bowl even after that.
Okay.
Right. So you have to count those two
Strong.
for doing things that Marino couldn't get done. They at least took the Dolphins to the Super Bowl.
What about Don Strock? Might be
Strock. I mean, look, the Virginia Tech Hokie. I'm all in with Strock.
He's a Virginia Tech.
He's a Hokie. He's a Hokie.
I think it's Jay Fiedler.
That's pathetic if it is. If he's the third best. You know, he was the fourth string quarterback for the Jags when the Dolphins got beat 62-7 by them in the second round of the playoffs. It was Brunell, Jamie Martin, somebody else, and then Jay Fiedler.
That was a brutal day.
Yeah, it was.
That was a tough day.
I was crying watching that game.
That was a tough
day. Were you literally crying?
Yeah, I was crying at my house. My dad said, stop crying. This is pathetic.
Yeah, it was a tough day of football. Watch. Disappointing.
They ran the score up on you guys, though.
Oh, they sure did.
Right, to get even, right?
Why did they run the score up on you guys?
I don't know. That was Dan's final game as a pro. Just get a complete butt kicking.
I mean, he was just standing in the pocket just with this look on his face like, this is how this ends.
It was like Jimmy Johnson.
This is how this ends.
That was his last game.
Right, like this is – like you could see Marino through the helmet. And he's like, I cannot believe this is what you dudes give me as a going away present.
But it was like Jimmy Johnson. Like Jimmy Johnson wanted to get rid of him, but it was like Jimmy Johnson did it on purpose.
Oh, there's no question Jimmy Johnson sabotaged that thing.
Oh, that was a bad day.
Oh, sorry, Jay.
All right.
Sorry, bro.
That's it for the spillover. Old School is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.